Guys, you already know how it goes. You already know what it is. This video is sponsored by our favorite app in the world, dare I say. I'm talking about a little app I like to call SeatGeek.
70,000 live events daily.
That's what it is, man. I'm talking 28 million downloads. SeatGeek is literally rated the number one ticketing app because they got the best artists ready to go, ready to entertain you.
It's easy. People like Pepe Aguilar.
Wow.
Natanael Cano.
Ooh.
Javi. Come Peso on. Pluma. Wow. Drake. We just went to the Bad Bunny concert.
Insane.
Yeah, Bad Bunny's there.
Did we use SeatGeek? Of course we did.
And so can you guys. And guess what? $20 off your first ticketing purchase by just using La Platica. 20 bucks off just like that.
That's it, guys. So make sure to use the code La Platica and download SeatGeek for your ticketing purchases.
That's it.
Love you guys.
La
you guys
Platica.
Enjoy this episode, and we'll see you in like 3.5 seconds.
Now.
And with a good...
You know, I we've been doing this for quite some time, but there's still no feeling than just to start.
Yeah.
Right?
It's always the first like 5-10 minutes to settle in.
It's crazy. Okay, here we go.
There you go, dude.
Welcome everybody to La Platica episode 135.
135, baby.
135. Subscribe to the channel, notifications. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching and all the amazing comments that you guys left us on the previous video.
The best comments.
Today, it's something super special for Josh and myself. We have the one and only.
Mother of three.
Started YouTube or social media since she was in eighth grade, I believe.
Wow.
Something insane.
Wow.
A wonderful daughter. Aww. And a beautiful wife.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
The one and only Naz.
Welcome, Naz.
Thank you.
Naz, I want to start this off by giving you your flowers.
Oh,
so yeah. I've never met you. It's the first time we actually ever met in person.
Yep.
I've known about you for a very long time, okay? Mm. And I'll admit, I haven't really like dove into your content until I knew you were going to be on the podcast. And I was so impressed by you. Like, you are incredible. Like, you are the definition of a boss. Really. And you're so well spoken. And like, just watching you, because I've been in the space for a while too, you're so comfortable in front of the camera. And I know, like, obviously, you've been doing it for a while, but just the way that you conduct yourself on camera, I'm like, this girl is like, she's been in it.
Yeah.
You can just tell polished. Like, you're just so polished.
Yeah.
Congratulations on all your success.
Congrats.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's second nature for me.
For sure. I can tell. I saw the 25 things I learned at 25.
Yeah.
And I was like, I felt like I was talking to you. And I know people have told us that. Like, I feel like we're hanging out with you. But when I watched that video, I kind of felt that. I was like, okay, Naz, what's up? What else did you learn?
Yeah.
I'm all taking notes.
And honestly, because I saw some of it as well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just the fact that you wrote down like crazy sentences for each one of them.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, if that was me, I wouldn't even write anything down. I just write one word and then that word will remind me, okay, this is what I should talk about, you know?
Right.
But you can just tell by who you are, especially like how prepared you were for that video.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're always prepared for videos and stuff.
Thank you.
But you can just tell what kind of a human being you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like Josh said, that like he was just so impressed by, you know, just the way that you're a boss, you know?
Yeah.
So I've told Josh, and I was like, it's funny you say that because I've known you for such a long time being in the beauty space myself, you know?
Okay, so girly pop.
Boily pop. So I've known you for such like years already, you know, you and your husband, and I see you guys all the time. And this was one of the first times, because now I have you on the pod, and it was one of the first times I dove in deep, you know, into your... what you actually do, your resume,
catalog.
Your videos, your whole ass catalog.
Thank you, guys.
And I'm like, damn, she really be in it. Like,
this girl's badass.
Yeah.
I got so excited for this interview.
And then obviously you. Jess, our producer, who happens to be our friend, she dove deep, and you know, she was giving me some facts and stuff like that. How long you've been doing YouTube and or just anything like social media in general, and just highly impressed.
Thank you.
Highly impressed.
Oh, guys, it's gonna make me cry.
Yeah.
I'm blushing.
Yeah. So we'd like to thank you for being here, because I know you're a busy woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, thank you.
One thing that stood out to me about like your content as of recent is that you're still very passionate about the content you're producing, and I feel like you are like you're still excited to create content and you want to create more. Like you haven't, I don't know, like you haven't hit like a, maybe you have hit a wall, right? Like a plateau a bit as far as like creative energy that, or have you? Have you felt any kind of plateau?
Mm-hmm. I feel as somebody.
Not in growth, but like just in creativity.
No, in creativity. So again, I've been doing it for so many years. Yeah. It used to just be long format content. So when Reels and TikTok started to form, I was a little bit intimidated and I wanted to be like, oh, like this is so hard. Yeah. Like I can never be as, mm-hmm. be able to condense my thoughts into like a 30 second clip.
Wow. Yeah.
But instead of trying to fight it, I've embraced it. And I think that's what keeps you going mm-hmm. and that's keeps cool. you from burning out. It's like, yeah. you have to get with the times.
Yeah.
You can't be like this old grandma. Like, for no, sure. I remember in my day, back you did it like yeah. this. Yeah. No,
I don't
like,
need an iPhone.
Yeah. You know, right. Like yeah. you gotta just keep up with the times. And yeah. I think that's one of my specialties. I'm very adaptable. Like, what do you need me to cool. do? I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And you're doing a hell of a job doing it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, speaking about, is it hard like waking up every day, especially like new, like you're a wife, a whole ass wife, three kids. I mean, you got other stuff to do than just social media. So being creative and, yeah. you know, finding outlets to, you know, almost kind of be unique as well. Is that hard for you to do sometimes? Like sometimes do you feel like, I don't want to be on my phone today?
That's very hard. I just, again, because it's so second nature to me, I've been yeah. doing it for so long. Even when I do something that's like a hobby for me, I'm like, oh, I should make a reel out of this.
Right.
I should make a TikTok.
You just have it embedded in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, for me, it's not a job. Again, when I started, it wasn't monetizable. You weren't making money from it. So I literally started in eighth grade for fun. I love turning on the camera and talking.
Wow.
So I think that's another reason I've never gone burnt out, because I'm genuinely doing something that I love. It's yeah. not like this is going to get me the biggest paycheck.
Right. And it just happened to give you the biggest paycheck.
Yeah. I think myself every day. I think back, right. like, I wish I could kiss my 12-year-old self. Aww. Like, you did great, Aww. Girl. Yeah, like, for good sure. job.
So you're 25, right?
Yes.
So you're Gen Z. Okay. So I feel like a lot of people in Gen
That's
Z.
Gen Z?
Huh? Well, I'm technically.
She's Gen Z.
I'm like in the cusp.
She's on the cusp, like at the beginning of Gen Z.
Yeah. I saw the years. I think it said 97 to 2000. You're yeah. like kind so of
you,
a mix of
you
both.
You barely cross over to Gen Z. So you have a lot of millennial like,
I do. Guess,
stuff
I do.
In
what
you.
Are we?
We're millennials, like through and throughout, bro. Like,
I grew up with an older sister. I yeah. think when you grow up with an older sister, you kind
facts,
of. I was
facts.
Watching like Jersey Shore at like nine. That,
wow.
You know, so listening to all the music and the yeah. trends and all that.
Yeah, but so I was just thinking about it because I was like, okay, so you are on the cusp of being a millennial because I actually thought you were a millennial.
Really?
I've never even thrown these words around.
No, right now that she's saying that she's 25, I'm like, okay, so she's 25, I'm 33.
Yeah.
I'm 13 years. No, how old is
13.
Eight, bro.
Oh, yeah, eight.
You started at such a young age, eighth grade, right? And I feel like I started at like 20, 21. I'm 34. And I don't remember any like 13, 12-year-olds doing Me social neither. Media at the time. And I feel like even when you were 12 years old doing social media, you were one of the only ones versus like now, all kids have phones, all kids have TikTok. Yeah. So it's pretty common for somebody to start like at a younger age, but it wasn't like that for you, right? Like
yeah,
at 12?
Very young.
Yeah, because you were in eighth grade, right?
I was.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I had like no parental supervision. And I feel like it could have gone right. Like, for some people that could have been terrible for them. They could have gone into really bad things, but yeah. I was just excited to come home, turn on my little,
wow.
I had like this little, I don't even know, Sony Coolpix camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah. that's what I look forward to.
How long did it take you to upload a video like back then? Like,
oh, it was quick.
Did oh,
you,
was
did
it?
Did you edit back then? Like you just filmed?
Not really,
oh,
no.
I did on iMovie really? A little bit, yeah, but not like iMovie, crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It
took
yeah.
like 2 seconds.
For sure. Like know? cut this out and yeah, you're good.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was super quick and easy. I remember switching to Final Cut was like a big jump for me.
Oh, is that what you did? From iMovie to Final Cut?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So like to get Final Cut, it took a lot. I was yeah. like terrified.
And you're
yeah.
still on Final Cut?
I'm still on yeah. Final Cut.
Final Cut's a shit.
For sure. I did. I went from iMovie to Premiere.
I hear Premiere is like what they do for commercials.
Yeah, and that was super intimidating. But I like refused to like go back to iMovie. I was like, I'd rather just go through it now. And it takes a minute to kind of like figure it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I tell Josh to switch to Final Cut. He doesn't want to.
I won't do it, man. Stuck to my ways, bro.
Yeah. And I'm assuming your parents were very supportive, right?
So my dad was very supportive. My dad and I are very much alike, as in like the sky's the limit, like do whatever. My mom is more conservative. She's like, what do you mean you're filming yourself in your room?
Yeah, like what?
A bunch
yeah.
of weirdos can be watching your videos.
Which
it wasn't
is true.
Until, yeah, no, I don't blame her. Now as a mother myself, yeah. I'm yeah. like, if this wasn't even a thing yet, so she can see like other people doing it.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I believe I was in like sophomore year of high school, we were at the mall. It didn't really become serious for me until my sophomore year of high school. We were at the mall and these girls came up to me and recognized me from YouTube.
In front of wow. your parents.
Yeah. And wow. my mom was like, hold up, wait, like this
yeah.
is cool.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Wow. Man, that's amazing.
That's so cool.
Okay, so let's take it back to eighth grade, even like ninth grade. I mean, what were your videos about? Was it beauty inspired vids? Oh, how makeup. Cool. Oh,
okay. I mean, I was looking up to Karen so much at the time, like all the top beauty girlies, like I wanted to be them. Wow. Whatever they were doing, I was just taking inspo from them. But even then, makeup didn't reach its height until 2016, 2017. So that was when I was a junior or senior.
Yeah, I remember.
But back then it was like your CoverGirl little palette that said like eyelid crease, outer corner. I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys. They listed it out for you. I would just show that. Actually, what really got me into makeup is I really struggled with acne my whole life.
Oh, interesting.
Like severe acne. I went on Accutane like twice in the past. So my followers really like followed me through that journey. Yeah. So that's what got me into it, is like trying to cover it. So
yeah, acne is something I struggled with as well. I wish I had makeup to help, but I did take Accutane as well, and that like changed my life.
Yeah,
Accutane is an incredible.
Don't they say that? Well, I've heard that Accutane is like very powerful, right? Some people have really bad side effects from it. Is that true?
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you could speak on this a little bit differently than I could, but I know for girls, it is a little bit more extreme because they cannot get pregnant while they're on it, dude. Like it is. I think it's like against the law to get pregnant while you're on Accutane. I pledge to like not get pregnant. You have to be on two different forms of birth control.
What?
Yeah, dude, it's pretty intense. You have to get blood work every month. So in that aspect, it's pretty serious.
Does it make you feel any certain way when you're on it?
Dry lips is the only thing I experienced. Yeah. Like super dry lips. But other than that, I mean, I was fine. Like real side effects.
My acne came back. I think Accutane works better for men, but for me as a woman with hormones, the hormonal acne came back like
interesting. Twice. Yeah, did you experience that even when you had like your kids? Like
when I was like pregnant, I have perfect skin.
Oh, interesting.
So that was like a sign to me and my OB that my body works well with like pregnancy hormones. So I'm actually on birth control now and it cleared my skin that.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even need birth control for that purpose, but I'm doing it just for my skin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, your skin's great, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, like I said, congratulations on all your success, honestly.
Thank you.
If there's anyone I can tell this to, it's probably you. and that's like, congrats.
Aww.
And you deserve it, right?
You too, as well.
Like, that's crazy. Like, from 12 years old, bro.
Wild.
At 12 years old, what were you doing?
not making
YouTube videos. Not doing shit.
Yeah, not doing shit.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
Were you guys born here in America?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I will say having immigrant parents really forced me to grow up a little faster.
Yeah.
They treated me like an adult. Like, my siblings are a lot older than me. My brother's 15 years older than me. My sister's 6 years older than me.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like I was never treated like a baby. Mm. Like my parents had me like translating government documents to them at like 9.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm like helping plan the family vacation at like 8.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Here's the hotel's address. I booked it. Here's the itinerary.
Are you type A? Till this day?
And you know what's interesting? I'm a Sagittarius. So Sagittariuses aren't really type A. But then I dove deeper into my zodiac. I'm a Virgo rising.
Mm.
So even like to me, I'm like, I feel like I'm a Virgo. Mm. Even when I watch like zodiac little videos, I resonate more with the Virgos.
With Virgos?
Yeah,
because Karen's a Virgo.
Yeah.
And I think she's very type A.
Oh. See, I'd be thinking I'm type A till I see Karen's content. And I'm like, dude.
So you agree, right? She's type A.
She is, but like I'm trying to get on her level. That's how she achieves all she does.
Yeah, you know? So but you're even like that, like on vacations, even stuff that you're supposed to be more like chill.
I'm the planner.
Oh, wow. I like traveling with type A people, by the way.
Yeah, because y'all put all the burden on us to make sure we have moves.
I'm good at that too.
That's crazy. I have one question for you. It's question of the day. What's the most important thing people should know about you?
It's a loaded question, man.
It's a very loaded question.
One thing? Is it just one?
Yeah, just
one very important thing.
One very important thing. It doesn't have to be anything beauty related. It doesn't have to be anything. Yeah, just one thing that maybe even people don't know about you.
Can we reschedule?
That's like a rain check.
It's something about me. Either you love it or you hate it. I'm a very honest person.
Mm.
I'm very honest, and I had to work because sometimes I can be too blunt. Again, being a Sagittarius, that's one thing about us. We're very blunt. But I will never beat around the bush. Like if there's, let's say we're in a group and someone's kind of like annoying the whole group and everyone's like, you know, talking about it behind the person's back, I'll be like, I'll say something.
Oh, wow.
I'm never scared of confrontation.
Ooh. We all need one of you in our group.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm never scared for confrontation ever. Ooh. 'Cause I think communication is like, if you don't have communication, you can't reach solutions.
Absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like people take it as like being aggressive. And I'm like, I don't think I'm being aggressive. I think I'm just... You know,
I think it's what, sometimes people like herself, It's what's necessary. It's the next step necessary for the
day. It needs to get done.
It needs to get done.
It needs to get done.
You know, in order for us to move on from whatever's going on at that moment.
Yeah. Not everybody can handle that,
though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because I know you're married, right?
Yes.
How does that work with like your relationship with your husband? Like, are you guys both on the same page when it comes to that?
I think when we first, because he's a Scorpio, not to be too zodiac-y in this.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you know, like he's water sign, I'm fire. Water and fire don't really click, but we both are Sagittarius Venuses. So Venus is how you like to be loved and like be that type of thing. And we're both Sag Venuses, so it makes sense for us. But Mal, when we first started dating, I feel like he could be kind of passive aggressive. And I'm like, look, I don't deal with passive aggressive. I don't do silent treatment. The second you give me silent treatment, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like for us, now he's fiery. I swear. Now he's like,
you got it out of right. him.
No,
you
lit no, him now up. He's ready to fight. But that's the thing too. I don't get my feelings hurt. Like, you know,
that's good.
I'm like, just tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me and we can move forward. I won't be like, oh my God, you said this about me. Like, no.
Let's
move forward.
So are you like very like conscious of like how you say things, or do you just say things when they need to be said?
I had a problem where I would say things when they needed to be said.
Yeah.
But now I do try to sugarcoat it.
Growth. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Because I'm like, you don't need to be mean.
Of course.
I think I was a little mean in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm like that. When people communicate with me, like for example, like my girlfriend, right? Sometimes it's not like what she says, it's how she said it, how she kind of came at me. So yeah, that's good that you.
Especially as men, you guys can like shut down a little bit when you feel like your mom's like yelling at you or something.
Mm.
And I've noticed that. I'm like, okay, I can't be like mom mode right now.
Oh,
it's like,
interesting.
You know,
that's really interesting.
And honestly, I think that's one of the main things that you should not do to a man.
Yeah.
Is mommy them.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest, like, don't do that to us. Uh-huh. You know, I think that's for me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, being with Karen, she's very type A, she's a Virgo. It's not that she mommies me, but like sometimes I feel like I'm getting, you know.
We micromanage.
Yeah.
And but it's like if y'all would just do it without being asked, we wouldn't have to.
So, I mean, you know what?
So y'all can
true.
Avoid that.
Hey, true.
Yes. So you're
I got your back, Karen. I got your back.
I know. Hey, it's my show. So you're definitely somebody who doesn't hold grudges, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Very.
Because you don't take things
to
heart.
I can move forward.
Yeah.
Even some of my friends who are more so like the whole grudges, I'm like, yeah, me and that person are cool again. She's like, girl, me and her would be cool, but I wouldn't like hang out with her again.
Right. And you're not like that. You're like, you're just, you learn to forgive
depending
people,
on what
like,
they do though,
show
right?
Grace.
Yeah. I'm like, especially, I'm not going to hold something over someone's head that happened when we were like 18.
Oh, of
like,
course.
We're not kids.
Yeah.
Maybe now as an adult, maybe I'll hold more grudges, but if it's something that happened when we were kids.
Yeah.
We're good.
Plus,
for new people.
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
We're on planet Earth for so long, bro. There's no reason to, you
squid,
know.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep an eye out for Selena, but
right,
I'm not
gotcha.
Gonna, but I'm not gonna say we're gonna be besties, but we can move forward for sure.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. I love that. I have another question for you.
Uh-oh.
What's the most important lesson you've learned from your parents?
Oh, so much. Again, just growing up with immigrant parents. I mean, I'm an immigrant myself. I came here when I was two. Just being an immigrant really shaped who I am, I've noticed. So again, I just grew up with very hardworking parents. My parents owned a restaurant.
Oh, cool.
When I was growing up. So I grew up in my, they didn't close it down until two years ago?
Oh, recently.
Yeah, I retired them when I was 23. So we finally rented it out. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
It's been amazing for me.
So the restaurant is still like up? It's just like they're not the owners.
It's rented out.
Okay.
I believe it's a Mexican restaurant now.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool. But yeah, my parents, my whole life worked so hard, like sun up to sundown. Again, I had no parental supervision, not because they didn't want to, but because they were too busy with the restaurant.
Yeah.
So just seeing my parents work so hard, it really put my life into perspective. Even though with this industry, I have some friends like, this brand is only paying me this much. Mm. Like as a complaint, I'm like, dude, the way my family would have taken that money and been like,
we always talk about this. We literally always talk about this. Yeah.
And so when I think about that sense, I'm like, you're like, how do you still have the motivation? I'm like, because I've seen my parents literally struggle. Like even if it's not a lot of money, for me, I'm like, I could give that to my parents and they could use it for something.
Bro.
Yes, you know, you're literally speaking to us right now. Yeah. We just had this conversation.
I just fucking said that.
Yeah.
Like literally, we got a brand deal not so long ago and we both did. And I didn't want to do it because I just had too much on my plate.
Yeah.
And let's be honest here. Like the rate wasn't where you would have taken it.
Yeah, because we also have to respect ourselves.
Our worth,
right?
Yeah. Like our worth. Of course.
Again, I agree.
And I get it. But bro, at the same time, like
my mom's an immigrant,
right?
Like,
I don't give a fuck if it was 75% cut from what I'm actually worth.
Right.
like you said, I can give that to my mom.
It's the opportunity.
I can buy something for my mother.
I can buy something for my mother.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I could pay their bill.
Yeah.
And I told Josh, and I'm like, I don't really want to do it, but I really thought about it. And it still racks.
Yeah.
You know?
Easy now.
No, we're very spoiled in this industry.
No, 100%.
We'll see. Yeah, reality 100%. Checks here and there.
Yeah, yeah. And I told Josh, let's just do it. And, you know, it's cool. At the end of the day, let's just be grateful. And we are.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, all that can go to my parents.
Right.
Or something that they need it, you know?
Are you the oldest, by the way?
Oh, I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest? Mm-hmm. Interesting. You give me older child, like oldest vibes. For sure.
I feel like I'm the oldest sibling.
How are your other siblings?
My sister always tells me.
Yeah.
Literally.
They say, like, I feel like you're my oldest sister.
Yeah, my sister all the time. She's like, I really feel like you're the oldest.
I can see
I definitely give older sister vibes.
Yeah, yeah. Are they?
My sister kind of looks younger than me, to be honest.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Yeah.
You are extremely motivated. I just see it. Are they like that as well? No shade to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my sister, that's kind of like her whole thing too. She's very like feminine energy. My sister, she actually inspires me to stop and smell the roses.
Oh,
she's
cool. Someone, you need that.
She enjoys the softer life. And again, like I need to take some of that from her for sure.
Yeah. Wow. I was watching your video and you were talking about not a soft life, but a softer life.
Yeah.
See, I did watch it. For everybody back at home, like what's really like what is a softer life compared to your life maybe a year ago?
Well, to me, again, I don't think if I was working a job that I hated, then yeah, I'd have like animosity and be like, I want a softer life. But I'm like, I enjoy what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what I do is pretty feminine. It's like hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the more nitty gritty side, I have like my management for that to handle like contracts and
business,
lawyers.
I guess, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing too. I delegate tasks. Now, if I had to do it all myself, like I was my own manager, I had to handle contracts. Yeah, I'd be super burnt out. Mm-hmm. But even this year, it was the first year I finally got an assistant.
Oh,
so
wow.
I feel like I can focus more on the creative aspect.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's been more enjoyable for sure.
Yeah. And then you were talking about kind of like outsourcing.
Yeah.
And making other people do things that you should do, right? Or that you want
delegate.
To do.
Don't word it like that.
Right. I delegate. Let's go delegate.
No, delegate.
Yeah. But like reaching out to people that maybe back then you would just be kind of like, oh, I'll do it. You know what I mean? Because having immigrant parents, you were saying that it kind of like they taught you to like kind of do it yourself.
Struggle, yeah.
Right.
It was just like a lot of struggle. Even now, my parents, I tell them, I'm like, can we just hire people? Like, why is my 65-year-old dad like out putting together? That's my dad too. He hates resting. He hates resting. But luckily, my kids are lots of work.
So he's busy.
That's the thing. My dad loves running around with the kids. He will take
He
will take my son to Kids Empire. It's like an indoor kids gym.
Yeah.
For 6 hours.
Damn.
And run around with him.
That's so
cool. And do backflips and stuff. I swear.
He's 65.
He's 65.
Wow.
Yeah, and he loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it. He walks like 5 miles a day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's super active.
He's very healthy.
I also heard you mention that they've been together since they were 13. Was that?
Oh, that's Mel's parents.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
they've been
together since they were 13 and 14.
That's also crazy.
Crazy. Both of our parents have been together a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel like him having that background and like his parents being so in love, like that's kind of like the way your guys' relationship is, has that kind of like, you know, I don't know, been like, has he seen kind of inspiration from that in any way?
For sure. Mel's always been a relationship guy. Like from the beginning, even when we first, cause we're from the same hometown. So like
Ohio,
I've seen him out.
Ohio, right?
Yeah. Ohio, from Columbus, Ohio. So I would see him out. Like we've gone to parties before where we're both with other people, which is so weird to think. Cause they're like married with kids now.
Yeah.
You
guys weren't interested in each other at the time when you guys would see each other out?
Well, Mel was interested. No, I mean, Mel, I'll never forget. Like the first time he came up to me, he was just like, you're so beautiful. I was like, thanks. I'm just like,
anyways, that's cool.
I will say, Mel was one of the first guys that actually asked me on a date.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, sure, why not? Like, we went to like a little restaurant,
went to
the movies.
Yeah.
Cause like guys,
proper date.
Yeah. Like a proper date. Guys weren't doing that. They're like, come over and kick it. Like,
yeah. So I think that has to do with his family, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Him seeing, that's what I was kind
of
referring
to. I liked, I mean, he had a great family. He had good, parents to look up to. His parents are still like, again, they've been married for how long? 30 years. They've been together.
That's
and
insane.
They still like, they go on date night, like once
I love
a week.
That. I love that.
Yeah.
All that. We like come home and they're like sitting on cuddled up on the couch, drinking wine.
Oh, wow.
And, like,
you don't see that
sweet.
A lot.
You don't see that a lot.
And when
sure.
you see, I think it's something to really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking about parents, I have one more question for you before we go on break. Cause it's already almost about to be 30
wow.
minutes. Yeah. It
really?
Goes by yes. quick. Yeah. What's something your parents did with you that you're doing differently with your kids?
Well, that's a good one.
That's a good question.
What
Good job, Jess.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're putting me in the hot seat. So one thing that I'm doing with my kids that my parents did with me, I will say my parents have always been, especially my dad, he's always been like I said previously, like the sky's the limit. Even now I come to my dad with my crazy ideas. And even though my dad might not have like the resources or whatever for it, he's never like, how are we going to do that? Like, what are we going to do? He's like, all right,
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Like I'll call one of my friends. Maybe they know. Like, it's never, he's never been intimidated by my big dreams.
Damn.
And my dad's actually who bought my equipment when I was ready to upgrade my YouTube. We did not have the money for it. Again, my parents own like a little mom and pop's restaurant. And my dad bought me like a Sony big camera, the DSLR. You needed one of those back then.
Damn.
Which was like, what, $1,600?
Yeah, they're pricey.
And a
MacBook. Like the big ones?
Oh, yeah, wow.
Like
the
big DSLR and a MacBook. And I remember being, I have a picture of me at Best Buy, like holding the little camera. He took it on his phone. He was like, we cannot tell your mom. She's going to lose her mind. Like, that was like the restaurant's profit for like a month.
Damn.
But he was like, your mom's going to get so mad. Like, don't tell her. My mom found out. He slept on the couch for a few days. But look what it created. It. You know, it was yeah, worth it. Yeah, so that's the thing. My dad has always been like my right-hand man. And, you know, like I'm saying, like growing up, I wasn't as close to my mom as I am now. After I became a mom, I became very, very close to my mom. Like now I'm like, mommy, don't leave me.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens to a lot of teenage girls. I have some... You know, people I know who are like teenage girls right now, they're like, I can't stand my mom. I'm like, girl, I said the same thing. And now I'm like, I need my mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one thing with my parents. They always just treated me like an adult, which again has its negatives. But overall, I'm thankful for it. It made me grow up a lot sooner.
Yeah.
And again, I was like negotiating contracts at like 15 by myself.
Yeah.
I didn't have like parents to help me do that or anything.
Damn.
So I appreciate them for doing that. I came to LA for the first time by myself. Like when I came by myself, I was 16. I literally told my parents, like, I bought the plane ticket. I'm going to LA to the first beauty con. I'm like, I'm going to the first beauty con.
Wow.
Don't wait up.
That wasn't TanaCon. Did you go to TanaCon?
No, I did not go to TanaCon. BeautyCon. Oh, BeautyCon. Yeah. It was the first BeautyCon. So I'm like,
BeautyCon was popping.
It was super popping. So it was like VidCon and all that stuff. It's not, you don't really hear about it too much.
Anymore. But I remember BeautyCon like 3 years consecutively going, and it was crazy. And BeautyCon was here in LA, and then it was like in New York sometimes too, right?
Yeah.
It was really cool. So at 15 years old, I mean, how do you even like handle that? Like, where are you staying at? Like, how are you
contracts and stuff like that as well? That's wild.
I've signed literally now at 25, I'm like fixing some contracts.
Wow, redlining stuff.
Like I said in my 25 things I learned at 25 video, like my brain didn't click until like 6 months ago. And I'm like, oh my God.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I don't know. I was just like, everything was hazy. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Because I saw my lawyer. He's like, you didn't know this was like in your some contracts. He's like, you didn't know this was in your contract? I'm like, no. He's like, you didn't think to see a lawyer? I'm like, no. Because I was a dumb little kid.
Well, I wouldn't say all that.
I mean, you know. Oh, yeah, you know. I got you. But now I take life a lot more serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember my license was expired for like over 6 months.
Dang.
I had to retake my driver's license test.
Oh, your driver's license.
When I was like 20, I had to retake my test.
Damn.
Because again, I was just like, it's expired.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Now I'm a lot more like on it.
Yeah, but you gotta get, I mean, I'm sure you have like grace for yourself because you were young, like 20, 21. That's like really young. Like,
yeah, it is young.
I was an idiot at 21.
No, I was an idiot too. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I might look from the outside looking and I knew everything, but I feel like now I'm like a complete idiot.
Yeah, but the difference between you being an idiot and me being an idiot is that you're an idiot making money, not me.
This is very true.
My God.
Not me. So congratulations on being that kind of idiot. Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's really cool.
That kind of idiot.
Yeah, you know, but definitely you weren't an idiot.
Thank you.
At all.
Thank you.
And people go through that regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Regardless. Growing pains for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, let me answer the question. I'm like not answering the question. What would I do differently?
Yeah.
So just like I said, my parents were very much like the sky's the limit. My parents never ever, which is weird to say for immigrant parents, never said no to me.
Mm.
I never heard the word no growing up. Very rarely did I hear the word
interesting.
No. So I'm seeing my parents doing that now with my kids now, and especially Kayvon being like 4 years old now. I have to teach my parents. I'm like, you have to say no to some things. I'm like, why is my 4-year old eating hot Cheetos every day?
Yeah.
Because again, like my dad doesn't say no.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's some things like you need to say no.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
And again, I do think some people are a little too strict. That's where Mel and I kind of would bicker about how we're raising Kayvon is Mel could be a little, I'd call him like, okay, dictator. Like, you know, I'm like, let's still have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, that's just one thing. Just even us as parents, we're trying to navigate what's the balance. Good balance between saying yes and saying no. Because again, I don't think I heard the word no too often.
Wow.
And I do think it kind of, I had to kind of teach myself some things.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I was just so spoiled. Like, if we go on family vacation, like, my parents would go down to breakfast and, like, bring me food because I'd be still sleeping in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just, like, one little example. Because Mel's like, that would never fly in my family. You're not getting up for breakfast. You're not eating.
Wow.
So, yeah, like,
yeah, same
that's just mine. One really? Thing. I never had a bedtime. I never had a bedtime.
Wow.
So.
Did that apply for your other siblings as well?
Not as much as me. Mm. And even high school, I'd be like, I don't feel like going today. Okay.
I mean, you turned out great though, Nas. So like,
thank
who's
you,
to say?
I had to teach myself discipline. Yeah. I did have to teach myself discipline. Gotcha. And I want my kids to kind of have that before they.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't get discipline until I had my first child.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's when I stopped procrastinating.
Do you feel like you changed as an individual?
Oh, so much.
I mean, obviously, you're going to change as being a mother and stuff, but like just overall, like a lot
not
of things
changed.
Not even
with my first, like with, and now having three, like you don't have an option.
Damn.
You need to be on a schedule. You need to be disciplined or you're not going to get everything done. That's just how it is.
Damn.
And that was one thing I was, so like one of my biggest goals, I always tell my followers, like I want to own my own business one day. Mm. And that's been my goal since like 2019, 2020. And I was in the process, like I would talk to some manufacturers, all that, and it never really worked out. And I'm like, I swear that was God looking out for me because I don't think I was ready. I was truly ready to be a business owner until this year.
Wow.
Oh, so you are.
I feel like I'm ready.
Ready.
I feel like you saying that you want to be a business owner, like, I know I just met you, but I know you're going to do it. I feel like you're the type of person, like, if you tell me you're going to do something, like, Naz is going to do it. I don't know how she's going to do it, but she's going to do it.
Thank you.
Are you keeping it kind of low key on what it's going to be? Or
no, I've shared it before.
Yeah? What is something that you want
to
do?
Me struggling with acne, I wanted to be makeup specifically for sensitive acne prone skin.
Oh, I love that.
So
can men use it? Just ask them for a friend.
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea. Cause I do see like, it will just be things just repackaged for men. Like I see it at Target. Yeah. It was like this men's brow gel.
It needs to be like black.
I'm like men's brow grooming gel. I'm like, this is literally what us women are using. Just in black with thick words.
You have two males here that will support it.
Absolutely.
You know, I love 100%. That idea.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome.
We'll be your brand ambassador.
Oh my God, please. I can't afford y'all yet.
Boily pops. We were talking about the other day, like, why do girls have all the cool girly nicknames? Like girly pop.
I love being a girl. I will say, we have all the cute stuff, you guys.
That's what I just say. Like, you guys have all the cool names.
I know. And I feel like girls support each other more on like social media. Like you see the comments whenever like girls post. It's like all these girls that
like, drag me, choke me, spit on me.
Dude, it's like that.
And men are just like fire emoji.
Yeah. If that.
Yeah. If you're lucky.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Naz, obviously, I just met you. I feel like you're very like structured and very like poised, right? But like, what do you do for fun, girl? Like,
really? I get that vibe.
A little bit.
I'm sorry. Mom will literally tell me like you're giving a school principal.
Yeah, you know, a little teacher. Bit. I'm gonna be real. But so okay. I'm like, well, wait, well, do you party, girl? Things? Yeah, you party, girl.
Oh, no,
like,
I party.
Keg stands, what's up?
Oh, no. Okay,
keg stands.
What's up?
I don't know about keg stands.
What's up?
No, I like to party. Okay. I like to party for sure.
All right.
Here, let me put my hands.
All right, cool.
Yeah, principal vibes.
Oh my God, my birthday weekend? Yeah.
So you turn up. You turn up.
Like I had my first ever big birthday party.
Okay.
And then literally after my birthday party ended at like 2 a.m. We went straight, hopped on a flight to Miami.
Wow. Damn. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
My birthday was on a Saturday. Like we were at Live on Sunday.
Damn. Like
we did not sleep. My two closest friends, they're Sagittarius as well. Crazy.
Yeah.
So we're all born the first week of December. So we call each other the Sag sisters.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, the Sag sisters took Miami. My sister lives there, which is great. So she came with us too.
Nice.
And my sister's not that type of like party girl.
Yeah.
And even she was like keeping up.
Living it up. It was fun. So she does party.
So have you had like a phase where you were kind of partying every weekend? Did you ever have that?
I'm assuming, right? Because, no. I mean, you're young. Even, like, when you just turned 21, already making money. Like,
I want to say things, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's all up to you.
I'm not going to answer anything specifically, but I have a sister who looks similar to me that's 6 years older than me.
Okay. Mm.
Y'all put two and two together.
Okay, oh, gotcha. Okay. So she was out and about.
All right. Yeah.
Out and about.
And then you were like, okay, yeah, I got like to figure it out.
Yeah, like the little clubs in Columbus, and they had like 18 and up nights. I go like to the 18 and up night. Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about partying in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Oh, when you were like around that age, no, you were in Ohio?
Like I'd be a senior in high school. Me and my sister would be like driving up to like a Cavs like party.
No way.
In Cleveland.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And I'd go to school the next morning. Like,
wow.
It was crazy. It was a time, but it was very short lived.
Yeah.
It was very short lived.
You're on a mission.
Well, Kayvon's already a partier and he loves EDM, like, what else? Those Brazilian funk. I told him, I'm like, we're going to go to, what's that one music festival?
Where?
Oh, in Brazil?
No, that one too. But the one, what is it, in Miami?
Oh, Ultra?
Ultra. Yeah. I told Kayvon, like, the day you turn 18, we're going to Ultra. Because I would still be, like, young and cool, I hope.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
By the time 100%. Vaughn is, like, old enough to party, I'm like, we're going to go party together.
My mom is 65, and I party with her.
Really? Yeah. I love that.
So, yeah, you'll be fine.
I love that. Sure. That's the thing. I want to, like, keep up with my kids.
You don't want to be a regular mom. You want to be a cool mom.
For sure. Like, I want to get the section for my daughter so, like, she doesn't have to entertain dumbass dudes like we do.
That's the boss moves right there.
That's what I'm saying. Boss I'm like, right, I got the section. You and your girls just relax.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, that's pretty sick.
What's a day in a life with Nas?
Oh, God.
Like, what time do you wake up? Like, are you having a certain breakfast? being a mother of three? Like, what's going on?
Day in my life as a mommy. My video title. Okay, so how do I start my day? I'm usually up by no later than like 8.
Okay.
8 is my latest. It depends on my morning. Like today I was going to be on the podcast. I like started glamming at like 11. So my morning was a little different. Mm-hmm. But usually I like to, Mel and I really do like split the tasks. If anything, Mel kind of takes over the mornings with the kids. So, you know, us women, we have like our skincare routine and this and that. So one thing about Kayvon, he only likes his mommy to do his hair. So, like Mel will pack his lunch, all that, pick out his outfit. Don't touch the hair. Yeah, I'll do the hair. and then I'll just head up, get ready for if I have to film. It depends. I like to structure my weeks. This is my filming day. This is my editing day. So that kind of depends because I have to like glam if I am filming.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every day is just different. What do I eat for breakfast? Hold on. I like that question because I love asking people what did you eat today. Yeah. Right now I'm going through like a toast phase. Okay. I love doing cream cheese and tomato right now.
Ooh, wow.
Sometimes cottage cheese.
I like that.
That's a good one. Might have a little salud in the morning.
There we go. Yeah. My kind of morning.
Yes.
What do you tell people that don't like tomatoes?
Or
they're
salud.
So weird to me. Literally, I will eat a tomato like an apple. Like put some salt and olive oil and grow up,
day.
Bro. Like,
all day. What about onions?
I love onions.
Mushrooms?
I love everything. Okay. I'm not picky.
You hear that, Matt?
Grow up.
Grow up, Matt.
That question was
grow
for
up,
you.
Matthew.
But I will say, I just recently became a walker.
Yeah.
Not a runner yet.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if I can run. I'm going to tell you that. But walking, like I just started going like daily, like 4 mile, 5 mile walks.
Oh, wow. That's like a serious walk.
Yeah, Shayla inspired me.
That's mad walking.
Yeah.
Shayla does, and she has a big Doberman, and she'll just like go on walks.
We live close to each other. Yeah. So like, I'll be like, who's that? Thick ass girl with a Doberman. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's
all
awesome.
All that booty. Yeah. But no, she definitely inspired me too.
That's so cool.
Because I saw like her like journey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's my missing key right there.
Are you counting your steps? Are you doing like 10,000?
I do have my little aura ring.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, 10,000 out to me is like nothing.
So you're doing like 15?
50. Yeah.
Bro, she's doing 5 miles. That's easy, 10,000. Because you got to calculate your whole day as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Damn.
That's
all you need to do, too.
I'm going
to
listen to this podcast and do my walk.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hi, future Naz. Walking right now. Right, what's up, girl? Right. Keep going, girl. You're killing it with those strides. I saw this podcast. I think it was on Alanized, right? And it was so funny because I was listening to it. And you were talking about how Mel sometimes will say like you're superwoman, right?
Yeah.
And then it's so funny because I was listening to her, I was like, oh, such a nice comment, man. That's really nice. And then she goes, don't ever call me superwoman. Yeah. If you call me superwoman, that means you're not doing enough.
No,
and as I literally like got checked, I was like, damn, that's a really, really good point. You know, like as a partner, you want to make sure you're aiding your partner and doing enough to make them feel like, you know, they're not handling everything, right? Like the world's not all in their bag. You can assist. I thought that was a really cool point. Well, and you said that he's never called you superwoman.
Oh, no,
after
I've
that.
Never been superwoman after that.
Yeah.
But I think that also, especially men from our generation, they grew up seeing their mom do everything. And it was very normalized. Same for me. My mom worked and she was the person to clean the house.
That was my mom too.
And she did the laundry. Yeah. And she did this. Yeah. Like my dad, again, like he would do the housework, like the manly stuff.
Yeah.
Car maintenance. But it's like men will use that as an excuse. Well, my mom did everything. I'm like, well, you also didn't see your mom crying herself to sleep at night.
Wow.
You didn't see your mom stressed out or hadn't gotten her nails done in a year or even gotten a hair appointment or anything. Damn. They weren't doing that stuff. Yeah.
Okay, I did. I did see my mom crying in the corner. I did see my mom struggling. So when I was younger, I was living like that, right? Like, oh, my mom does everything. But as I got older and I started kind of paying attention and I really saw her, because I was raised by a single mom, I saw her struggling and I saw the challenges that she was going through. That checked me.
Yeah.
So that made me really realize that I got to step up for my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to be that person. I can't just view her as a superwoman. Like, I have to be able to be her Robin.
I did. You know? I did the same.
Yeah.
I didn't really realize. I tell my mom all the time. I like apologize to her because my mom would come home after being at the restaurant for like 12 hours and just want to talk to me. But I'm like this dumb little teenager. And I'm like,
Like, I'm not time for it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm so sorry, Mom. I really am.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It does suck, right? It but sucks. Then you really grow that that appreciation is even yeah. more so, right? Yeah. Because you did act like that at one point. You're like, I never want to act yeah. like that again. Yeah. I never want to put my mom through that again.
Even now, my life right now is to make my mom not have that life anymore. Yeah. And like now everything that I try to do, like, my mom sometimes will have, like, sometimes it's still embedded in her, in her mentality, like, how she used to think back then. And I'm like, Mom, no, we're not doing that no more. Like, you need to live life like this now.
Yeah. Yeah. Women from our cultures, I feel like Hispanic and Middle Eastern culture is very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, women from, like, those regions, like, they're just used to struggling. Yeah. Like, struggling is just, yeah. like, embedded in their
yeah.
blood.
Yeah, yeah. This is what they're used to. Yeah. This is what they know. It's all they know. Yeah.
What ethnicity are you again?
I'm Persian.
Persian.
Yeah.
Do people think you're Latina?
All the time.
Yeah. I can see all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say, like, I feel like Middle Eastern girls and Latino girls are like sisters.
Yeah,
for real. And we have almost the same culture.
We do.
And I only realized this because I used to do hair in Orange County, specifically in a city called Irvine.
Oh, lots of
And there's
Persians.
A lot of Persians there. Yeah.
You go to Wholesome Choice?
Yes, I've been there a couple times. Uh-huh. And then, so all my clients, they were Persian.
Yeah.
And they would always tell me, and they, honestly, I think that they would come to me because they thought I was Persian.
They probably thought you were Persian.
You do look Middle Eastern. Yeah, that's yeah. funny.
So they yeah. thought that. A lot of people think I'm Persian. So, and then, you know, talking to them and whatnot, we have the same culture. We like to party the same. We have the same type of, like, mother and father type of relationships.
Yep, yep.
Even siblings-wise. And even sometimes the food is a little similar.
Yeah.
Do you guys do a lot of spicy food?
We don't actually do too many spicy food, but for example, you guys have like tortilla with every meal.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have pita.
I love pita.
Rice.
Me
too. Every meal.
I love rice.
And I also, someone just told me recently that Al Pastor taco came from the Middle Eastern shawarma.
No way. Shawarma. Oh, that kind of, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually confirmed.
Yeah. Do you like Mexican food?
Oh, I love Mexican food. I love like Latin culture so much. The music, the food. My best friend growing up, she's Colombian.
Oh, cool.
So I always would tell her family, like, don't speak English to me. I took Spanish in school. I understand pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. You can pick certain things up. Yeah. And oh, that's so cool. Have you been to Mexico?
No.
Oh, you got to go.
I haven't. I need to. Go.
Yeah.
I need to.
I always say, yo entiendo poquito.
Poquito.
Español.
That's all I need.
That's all I need. Yeah. Like, I can roll my R's and stuff. Like, okay. With Farsi, too.
Yeah.
I feel like once you know one language, to me, honestly, Spanish is very easy to learn compared to other languages.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as intimidating as other
languages. No, it's not.
Was Farsi your first language?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. What were you saying? Sorry.
I feel like Spanish, all you have to do is just sound out the letters, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously it's easier said than done because I'm Mexican, but I really do feel like, because even me, like obviously I was born here, but even sometimes there's words that I don't know still. And if I see them, I'll just
sound them out.
Sound them out. And then my mom will be like, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. English is not like that.
No, that's
like
what I'm saying.
Like the word I think of is colonel.
Yeah.
Like colonel. Yeah. Colonel
It's not like the way that you're going to spell
English
it.
Is hard.
Isn't it like C-O-L-O?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know how to spell it. But it's like the most.
English is very intimidating.
It's very intimidating.
I'd rather learn
sure.
Spanish than English.
I agree.
Any day.
For sure. For sure.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty interesting how languages are. They're just sounds.
Yeah.
What did I say on the last podcast?
Language is just sounds coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, depending on what region you're born
really
in.
Weird. It's weird. What language I'm obsessed with right now? Because again, my son's obsessed with Brazilian funk. I'm obsessed with Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Like, oh my God.
It's such a like hot language.
It's it's beautiful.
French and Spanish had a baby. Like,
oh, I never heard it like that. That's really? Interesting.
That's what it sounds like to me.
That's cool.
And there's a lot of places in the world, it doesn't have to be in Brazil, that the main language is Portuguese.
Where else? Portugal. Yeah. Where else?
Yeah, Portugal. Brazil. And even when I was in France recently, a lot of people spoke Portuguese there too.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I met a lot of people like that.
Isn't Brazil the only country in Latin America that speaks Portuguese? Every other country speaks Spanish.
Like,
it's so random.
Crazy.
Yeah,
we're the wrong guys.
We're the wrong. That's all I know.
Same with Iran.
As far as I go,
smack dab in the Middle East, everybody else around you speaks Arabic.
Yeah,
speak Farsi.
Yeah, it's very random. I wonder if it has to do with like people colonizing from Spain. But it has to do.
Yeah.
Are you on TikTok? Do you do a lot of TikTok scrolling?
I'm on TikTok
like a little too much. Yeah. I found this fact out recently. Do you guys know how long the Wall of China is? If you had a guess, how long it is?
Just miles.
Just throw out a number.
Yeah.
Like, what could it possibly be? How long do you think it could possibly be?
I read into it not too long ago. and I want to say it's more than 50,000 miles, right?
Not that long.
No.
I was going to say 100 miles.
Oh, no.
100 Before miles. You said 50.
Yeah. See, most people kind of guess like that, like 100,
600. 50,000 miles? That's crazy. I thought I was bad at this.
Do you want to cut that out of the podcast? Let me just. Okay, look, it's absurdly long.
Yeah, it's really long.
But not 50,000 miles. Yeah, no. So just to put it in perspective, like the furthest point of the US to the opposite furthest end is like 3,000 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, touching points. The Great Wall of China is 13,000 miles.
Wow.
Which is wild. So it can just like literally wrap around the US.
How did they even build that? That's without what I'm saying. All the advancements we have
today. Yeah, for sure. And then on top of that, like you realize that how big like Asia is, you know?
Yeah.
Because 13,000 miles is insane. Not 50,000 miles. Sorry, so not that big, but.
I just knew it was something pretty big.
Well, it's a lot more than what I was guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, 13,000 miles. Yeah, that's insane. I mean, do you really think about like, when did they even build that?
The Great Wall.
I want to go see it. So one of my main things is to go to do the Seven Wonders of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I want to go to Machu Picchu.
Yep.
Just
pyramids.
The pyramids. Do you do you go to TikTok and it's just like all about pyramids?
A lot of it.
About the pyramids of Giza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd for all that kind of stuff.
Do you like history?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
What do you like learning? I know it's like a weird question.
I loved like school.
Did stuff. You? Okay, I hated school. I did not like school, but I love learning.
I do enjoy learning. I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you all these cool facts like videos?
Give me a fact that you know. What's like a random cool
don't
fact?
Put me
know?
On the spot.
That's always the worst. Like, give me a fact. Entertainment. When people say like, "Oh, you do comedy," it make me laugh.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, oh god.
Yeah.
A fact.
It's an interesting fact.
Do you have an interesting fact?
I don't have a fact. I'm
sorry. Not on the spot, but I am a very facty guy.
You are
like, he wants us to be like, did you know?
Yeah. Because I do know random facts.
You do.
Do you think that zebras are black black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
Black with white stripes. That one's, I feel like it's black with white stripes. You don't think so?
I don't know. I feel like it's, I don't know. It's a, I don't know. You said what? They're black with white stripes?
I feel like.
What if it's like, neither?
Yeah, because look it, you would think that.
What if there's, what if, the, is it their skin or is it's that hair?
Because look, its nose is.
If you just really look so at cute. That, what a beautiful fucking
it
creature.
It's majestic.
It is very majestic. Wow.
Look at that. That's lizard. Insane how that exists is on, that our, a, that's on planet that's real? Earth.
That's a real zebra?
If an alien came into Earth and he saw that thing, he'd be like, what the fuck is this? Look at that shit.
Bro, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Wow. I've regendered him. He's beautiful.
I almost just want to take a shot just because I saw a zebra right now.
Let's do it, man. That's a good suggestion. Guys, this video is sponsored by Factor. If you're looking for ways to eat better, I got you covered, all right? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat, never-frozen meals, they're the cream of the crop, baby.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
Ooh, I'm talking pancakes, smoothies, and more. Whatever meal you're looking for, Factor's got you covered. All right, no matter what time of the day it is, breakfast, lunch, dinner, look to Factor.
No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat. Just like that. Heat and eat. Have you ever done that before? Heat and eat?
I have now.
Heat and eat. So there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. All you got to do is heat and eat and then throw it away.
And that's a fact.
Durr.
See what I did there? See, the thing about Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for quick, easy meals with no cooking required. All right? This is my kind of meal, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying?
Same.
You know what
Same.
I mean? Just... ready to eat, baby. Ready to eat. And that's the fact. Durr.
Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout. And every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious.
So make sure to head to factormeals.com/platica50 and use the code platica50 to get 50% off.
Who gives 50% off nowadays?
I tell you who does. Factor do.
Factor do.
Factor do. That's code platica50 at factormeals.com/platica50 to get 50% off.
50% off. That means half off.
Wow. And right? That's the fact.
Durr. Durr. There's a lot of things on earth that really trip me out. Do you ever like
all the time
fall into that?
I don't like thinking too much.
Really?
Because then it's just like,
do you get a little anxiety thinking about it?
I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think ignorance is like bliss.
Honestly,
are you a big space girl?
Space girly?
I do love conspiracy theories and like watching documentaries on it and stuff.
Do you think we went to the moon?
The one conspiracy theory, I think we did.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I think
we did.
One that really trips me out is like they claim that like we all died in 2012.
Huh?
Wait, what?
Like we all died in 2012 and we're all just like living
in a what? Like in a parallel universe?
Like we're all kind of dead right now.
Really? What do you mean? How?
So this
2012? What was so special about 2012? That was
the Mayan calendar thing when it ended, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the end of the Mayan calendar.
But nothing happened.
Nothing.
You got to just look into
it. That was also the whole... Yeah, that's interesting.
I think it goes in one ear sometimes and out the other.
Yeah.
Or that we're like shifting to a different dimension or something. I don't know.
I'm
just here for a good time.
Honestly, same.
Have you ever seen The Truman Show?
No.
With Jim Carrey?
You haven't seen it? You've
never seen it?
Are you a movie girl? I keep wanting to say girl.
Am I a movie girl? I like to be, but I just don't have like the mental capacity.
Yeah,
to watch
I got a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, for me, again, like I'm a podcast audiobook girl.
Yeah. What about the Earth being flat? Do you see
that one? Like, doesn't matter to me. I'm like, who cares if it's flat?
Make a difference, right? Yeah.
It does make a difference, though. Why? Just kidding.
Why?
To what?
Well, if it's flat, the ocean would just pour out.
Don't you think it would be the opposite?
No, because we're rotating really fast. It doesn't look fast because we're so huge. So it's perfect. Like, I don't think you understand how perfect Earth is.
I know.
Like, can you explain it to me?
Yeah, Earth is literally perfect. I don't know exactly like what axis we're on or how much miles per hour we're going.
Yeah.
But it's literally so fucking perfect that it's able to create beautiful mountains and oceans and for even us to exist. It's the way that the Earth spins in orbit in space. That's literally the only reason why we exist, is because of perfection.
It is pretty interesting how everything just works perfectly in our favor to like exist and everything to exist around us is pretty wild.
You know, what's one thing I thought about after having twins? Like, what was it like when the first woman ever had twins?
Whoa.
Because
there was
no
ultrasounds.
Yeah, that's wild.
Even my mom was like, we didn't have ultrasounds when I was pregnant with your brother in the Middle East. Like,
yeah. Are they fraternal or nocturnal?
Stupid. He's been waiting for that.
So now he's not being serious. They're fraternal. I mean, that's another thing too. Just even asking if boy-girl twins are fraternal or identical. They can't be identical. They're one boy.
Oh, they're boy-girl?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. They can't be identical. You're right, obviously. Yeah. Duh, yeah.
Did you have twins in your mom's side or dad's side?
Oh, you did?
So yeah, my doctor told me it just matters if the woman's side has twins.
Were you like super shocked when you found out?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like...
I mean, come on. It wasn't even a thought. That's crazy.
And it looked fake. Like, it was like two little sacks and two little things like floating around. Me and the doctor like immediately were like,
oh, you guys saw it at the same time?
Yeah, yeah. Like, because it was just in the screen in front of us and we were both like, oh. And my husband's like,
wait,
what?
Whoa.
Even he was like, what are we looking at? Like, what?
That would be me.
I think in the video you can hear me say, you don't see two.
Oh, wow.
You don't see two?
Two for the price of one.
Literally.
Oh, my God. It gives me the chills.
I know.
Did you like, was there like fear and excitement at the same time? Or like, what did you feel? Because
it is such an unexplainable feeling.
Yeah.
But I'd always joke before I had twins. I'm like, I want twins.
Yeah.
I actually had a fortune teller tell me.
No.
She sees me having multiples. And I was like, okay.
Wait, how old
are
you?
I need to find her. I think I was like spring break. Maybe when I was like 17. What? Like by the beach, the little fortune tellers. She's like, I see you having multiples. And then not only that, one of my friend's grandmas, you know, when you like put the like ring on the string and like put it over. Yeah. So my friends did it. Theirs would go and it would stop. And it would like tell, she was like, okay, you'll have two kids. Mine just kept going in a circle. So she's I've never seen that. Maybe that means you'll have twins.
Damn.
I'm like, okay.
Do you want to have more kids?
Oh no, we're done.
You guys are done?
The shop is closed.
I would be done.
Shop is closed.
Mel literally got his vasectomy when I was like 6 weeks postpartum.
Wow. I'd get a vasectomy too.
Once you have twins, you don't know, like you're very likely to have twins again.
Really?
So we were like, we definitely do not want five. Well, Mel and I both were in between having two kids total or three.
Yeah.
We definitely didn't just want an only child, but we weren't sure if we wanted two or three. And we were like, okay, if we have a girl next, we're done. That was our plan.
Oh.
So we always joke that Kai was our buy one, get one free deal. We got a free extra boy out of it. And I was like, it's kind of like when you go to a restaurant, they're like, you know, we have these extra fries in the bag. Like,
that's so, girl, say, so delicious.
I wouldn't say two for the price of one, though.
Yeah.
I pay the price for both. For sure. The pregnancy was very hard for twins.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Just, I'm glad I had a single pregnancy so I can compare it. But I thought my first pregnancy was so easy.
A breeze.
The birth was easy, too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why are girls, like, why do women complain so much about pregnancy? I feel so pretty when I'm pregnant and all this attention. Again, it was very easy. My twins humbled me. God was like, oh, you think it's easy? I'll show you.
Excuse me. So during the pregnancy is when it was difficult? So after difficult. Everything?
The whole it's aspect as painful of it? As it looks.
Yeah, I saw that you got a C-section with the twins, right?
C-section was very hard too. And it was an emergency C-section. It wasn't planned. I was trying to have them normally. And yeah, I couldn't.
Wow.
And then my girl was at the top. She wasn't flipping. Her head wasn't coming down. So they were like, I was just like in tears. I was like, give me the C-section. Yeah. But they told me if I would have tried to still have them normal, like my son would have came out that way. My daughter would have been C-section.
Oh,
so
wow.
So they're like, you would have had to heal like both ways.
Inevitably. Like it was going to happen. Like they were going to C-section.
Yeah. My son was ready to come out. His head was down. Like it was, I could have pushed him out.
Yeah.
But then I would have had my daughter C-section.
Oh, so your daughter was the last one.
Yeah. She was out.
How many minutes?
2 minutes apart.
2 minutes apart. 151 a.m.
to 1:53.
Yeah,
so 2 minutes apart.
When were they born?
August 23rd.
So what's their sign?
They're right on the cusp. Like we went to the hospital. Leo, they're technically Virgos by an hour.
By an hour?
Yeah, like I went to the hospital Leo season. I came out Virgo season.
That's crazy.
So I say that they're a cusp and people are like, cusps aren't real. So I guess they're Virgos.
Really?
But I see both.
Yeah.
In them.
That's crazy.
Are you into astrology?
I am.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I am. I hate it because it's very basic and it's like, oh my God.
Is it though? I don't think it's so basic.
I think if you say words like cusp, you like astrology.
But like people treat me like I'm a witch who aren't in astrology because I'll like put in their birth time. They'll text their mom. Like, what time was I born? I'll like put it in the like website for them and like tell them about themselves. And they're like, how do you know all this?
Like
to them, they think I'm literally like a witch. Yeah. They're like, oh, like magic spell.
Well, not only that, you're like passionate about it. So you kind of speak with it with conviction.
Yeah. But it's like, crazy because once you like learn about it, it explains a lot of things for you.
Yeah.
You kind of, but also I don't like people blaming their stuff on their zodiac.
I was gonna say that too. Or people kind of judge people based on their zodiac sign.
I can kind of do that. Like, I'm like, oh my God, you're a Virgo man.
Makes sense. It all makes sense.
As a Sagittarius, I wouldn't date a Sagittarius man.
Really?
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't, no.
What's your sign again? Capricorn?
I'm a cap, G.
Yeah, Capricorn.
No cap. Apparently I'm a...
Capricorns are good husbands, for sure.
Yeah? I'm a full cap, like my rising and my...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like... there's like a word for it.
You're a little type A.
Not so much,
compared
but
to Sebas?
Definitely more than Sebas.
So if you're not a type A, but you're more than me, what does that make me?
You're like
just a piece of
not
shit.
Not even type B. Not even type B, like type Z.
Yeah. Type Z, bro.
Like you ain't even a type.
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Gemini.
I would say you're like more on the, you're like spacey with like, you're go with the flow, kind of spacey with like stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, Geminis are like nomads. Like they just want to travel and vibe. Like my Gemini girlfriends, I'll text them like, hey girl, we're still on for dinner tomorrow. And she's like, girl, I'm in Dubai. Like,
damn.
You know?
Yeah, no, I'm just very simple.
Geminis are fun though.
Yeah, they are.
I think Geminis are a good time.
Yeah. Sebas is my
but that's
friend.
It. We're just fun and no one respects us.
Y'all bring that upon yourselves.
We're just a good time, but we had a podcast.
Oh, Jenica?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, you're like the guy that like, you're easygoing. You're very talk. You're like,
she didn't say respect. She said, I take Josh more serious.
Yeah, she says she takes you more serious.
Yeah, that's not respect. That's different.
Yeah, not respect. I take that back. It was more, she takes him more serious than myself. So that made me want to be a more serious guy.
Like, really?
Yeah, that's why I crossed my legs.
I was going to say, is that why?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it says here, Sebas and Josh need their charts read.
Ooh.
We got to do that.
Do I know? Okay, do you guys know? You said you're a Capricorn.
Cap, yeah.
Triple cap?
Triple cap. That's the word I was looking for. Triple cap.
Wow.
Triple cap. Yeah, bro. It's pretty serious.
What's your Venus?
Cap. I don't know.
Is it cat?
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
What's your girlfriend's sign?
She is a Pisces.
Pisces and Capricorns go together very well. You go well with water signs.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. Our relationship is so like effortless. Like it just works so well.
Yeah. My sister's a Cancer and she's like, my ideal man is a Capricorn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's a water sign.
Mm. Yeah. What's Gemini? What sign is that? Is that fire?
Water? My brother's a Gemini.
Oh, really? Is that Earth? No?
Gemini? Gemini's air.
Air? Do you know, Jess?
Air to the throne.
It's air sign.
I hate that you said that.
You know,
air to the Scott throne,
Disick,
baby.
Scott Disick is a...
That makes sense. A Gemini. Yeah, I can see the correlation.
My brother reminds me of Scott Disick too.
Yeah,
his sense of humor.
Yeah.
You're Scott, bro.
Do you have like a deadpan?
Scotty!
Like a deadpan sense of humor?
What's a deadpan sense of humor, actually?
Like you say like something like drop. Completely monotone.
That's him.
That's like that's
a... Oh my God, yes.
That's him. Like my brother too. Like,
dude, yeah. We were at this event recently. And I am so sarcastic and I'm very, I guess what you say, deadpans.
Yeah. But even like not immediate.
Not dead pants.
Oh, what did you say?
Like dead, like pan, like a pan.
Dead pan.
Not dead pants.
I thought you said dead pants. I was like, yeah, sure. So we went to this event, right? And I said something so sarcastic and it didn't hit. I looked like such a dick when I said that.
Well, can I explain it? Because sure. I got to witness this whole thing.
Yes.
So like he's very dead pants kind of sense of humor. We got invited to, Karen was hosting like a Nike run event. It was really cool, right?
Amazing.
So the whole thing was geared towards her hosting it. And she made like a whole announcement and like people came to support her. It was amazing.
It was honestly super one of incredible. The best days ever.
Yeah. And we obviously like the Nike reps were there and stuff. And we had never met them. So we were like saying hi to them and greeting them and stuff. And the girl, one of the Nike reps told Sebas, like, we really appreciate you coming out. Right? This is like the first sentence she told Sebas.
I never met her before.
Never met her. He goes, well, yeah, I didn't have a choice. My wife's hosting this.
But I said it very sarcastic, as in like, yeah, well, no, I didn't say it like that.
It was not condescending. I kind of said it more condescending.
No, it's not. Don't say that. Well, no, it's not.
It could have been perceived in that manner, by the way.
That's why I felt bad. Yeah. But I said, he goes, I was like, yeah, well, my wife's hosting it.
I didn't have a choice.
I was like, yeah, I had to come.
Yeah. And it did not land.
If that was Mel, I would have grabbed the back of his neck.
Yeah, no, Karen wasn't land. There. Karen was doing her thing, big old smile face, was hosting.
It didn't land. But like me, I'm very sarcastic all the time. I'm always joking around. You know, my first impression is always like, look, I'm going to be funny and sarcastic, you know? And it just didn't land.
Yeah.
It was so funny because like I obviously know it's sense of humor.
Yeah, because we know you.
Yeah. So like,
I would be like, ha, ha, ha.
They did not, like she didn't, I don't even know if she got it, bro. There's a chance that it didn't really like click. You know?
I don't think she was offended, but I think it did take her kind of like off guard a tad bit.
It was so funny because you said it and then he kind of looked at me like, did I fuck up?
Yeah. And then I was like,
she kind of just ignored him.
Yeah.
Just,
I was like moving on. That was sarcastic, by the way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was all good.
She was like, oh,
yeah. But I think it can bite me in the ass sometimes for sure.
Yeah.
No, I get that. You know, Geminis and Sagittarius were like twin flames. We're like each other's like exact 6 month difference. So yeah, that's why I love Geminis. Like,
yeah.
Again, I would understand because again, that's like
you would have got it. Yeah, you
I kind of like the like.
So are you deadpans too?
I would. Yeah, I can definitely be a little deadpan.
I'm super. That's deadpan. Why I'm like.
Or even someone will be like, "Did you hear what that girl said?" I'm like. Yeah, I thought it was funny. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't take life too serious.
Yeah,
sure. And I think that's me. I think I don't take it serious at all, which is kind of a problem sometimes.
Yeah, no, it definitely is a problem, especially in this space. The beauty space is a little bit more like...
Uptight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And, you know...
Don't say the wrong thing.
Even with my wife sometimes, and, you know, I joke around with her a lot, and sometimes they don't hit either because she's super Virgo. And she goes, you need to stop talking to me like that. Like, I'm not your friend. And I'm like, babe... I was like, babe...
That's about too. I'm like, I'm not your homeboy.
Yeah, I was like... It doesn't matter though, because you're my best friend and I feel like I should talk to you like however I want because you should understand me. But I get my side and I also get her side.
Of course.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now I really practice on like, I guess not shooting the shit too hard with her because, you know, she can balance. Be a little bit more sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, that's just me learning to be a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With my relationship, you know?
No, that's one thing too, being with someone for so long. I mean, Mel and I have only been together for like, 7 years?
I mean, that's still a good amount of time.
Yeah, but it's like you have to get to know each other again. You know, you have to kind of like date each other again.
Yeah, would you say it's like a daily, like every, you should know each other again, like what, every?
I wouldn't say every day, but Mel and I are definitely different at, how old are we now? 25, well, I was 18, he was 23.
Oh, you got an older man.
21.
Okay.
He's 3 years older than me. So obviously from 18 to 21 to 25 to 28, we're going to be different.
Big time.
So it's like, you have to just get to know people. Again, I got more like type A and more, you know?
Yeah.
So he had to kind of get that new version of me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had new needs. I had different needs now as a mother.
Yeah.
So
you being on social media, and then I obviously follow him and he's on social media a lot. Mm-hmm. You guys are both creating content.
Power couple.
Yeah. Power couple. Thank for you. Sure. How is it being in a relationship? Like, has there been some hardships because of creating content? And like, what's some advice you can give people back at home that create content together as in a relationship? Because I know it can be hard because I've been there.
That's what I'm saying. Mel and I actually looked up to your relationship with Karen a lot at the beginning because Mel was working other jobs and it was kind of getting in the way of like our life. I'd be like, I'm gonna go to LA next week. He's like, well, I can't take off. I'm like, take off? You know, like, instead of him pouring all of his time and energy into a company that isn't even his or our family's, why don't we grow this together? That's the thing too, with being, because I saw like you and Karen also, you guys didn't do like a couple page. And that's where we were kind of stuck because we're like, should we create a couple page? Or because I was already established as like my own
entity.
And Mel just became kind of like my behind the scenes guy. Mm-hmm. He was editing, he was helping with video concepts. Even when the couples things got kind of big, we would do couple videos together and he would film it for me and, you know, edit it. And he just never really got that respect because people would be like, oh, he's just like using Nas, mooching Nas. Whoa. But I'm like, you guys just don't see him as the behind the scenes guy. I mean, just like this, you think, do you think these mics were set up all by themselves and this lighting in this room? Like, no, there was a team behind it.
The question.
So, you know, and that was kind of hard for Mel.
We made up these questions? Hell no.
So it's like he would kind of feel.
Yeah, me and Mel probably relate a lot.
Yeah, because he would feel bad.
I even still get it to this day.
It's like, what does Mel do? I'm like, girl, what does Mel not do? He's like the whole behind the scenes. And not even that, especially now as a father, or even I'll be filming like beauty content and the kids won't be there. Obviously, I need a quiet house. Mel will like take the kids to the park or something so I can have a quiet house to film in. People will be like, well, where's the kids? Or let's say Mel posted a story with the kids at the park. Where's Nas?
Mm. I just think people always have something to say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even as me as a mom, like the beauty content, the fashion content, I film on my own because, you know, what's Mel gonna do with my makeup tutorial?
Yeah.
And again, it'll be like, where's Nas at the family stuff? Like, and again, like a working man wouldn't get those comments. I touched on it in another vlog. Wow,
that's a good point.
Or even, let's say, like, kids at school, kids at Kayvon school will go out, like, Mel will take Kayvon because I have, like, work to do.
Yeah.
And I'll sometimes feel bad. I'm like, well, all of them are like the moms there and I'm not there. It's just Mel there with Kayvon.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like I'm inadequate as a mother, but I'm like a man, the working dad wouldn't think twice about it.
Yeah.
It'd be like, he's at work.
Yeah.
That's awesome that your husband Mel does that though.
He's amazing.
Like the fact that he's so like, cause I see his videos and stuff and he's always taking your kids out and very recording hands-on. Everything. And, you know, just really boasting about like how amazing, like, Mel, like, he allows me to be like, because I don't have kids, obviously, but I want to have kids because I see him.
Aww.
A swaggy dad with the swaggy kids, you know what I mean?
Just doing his thing. I don't have a sense like, wow. Style like Mel.
I'm like, this is really cool.
He's got that drip.
Yeah, he has those kids fitted down.
Yeah, like. But it's something to really take notice about because not a lot of guys will do that.
No.
Guys will be great dads, but the way that, you know, like Mel does it, or there's I'm assuming there's a lot of guys out like that in the world, and you know, they're just really, you know, they're out and about and they're with their kids and stuff like that. It's really, it's very admiring.
So did Mel get into social media like shortly after you? He kind of like just kind of started helping you out? Is how kind of he made his way into it, or did he have his own platform as well?
Oh no, he didn't have his own platform. I was already, I had like 80K when we started dating. I mean, it's not like insane, but had about like 80,000
for sure.
Literally a subscriber came up to me on our first date, which is crazy. He's like, oh shoot.
He's like, damn, like, you popping like that, girl?
Yeah. He had no idea. So for him, his father is a photographer and his father always wanted him to like get into photography, but Mel didn't want to. It wasn't until he started dating me. He just started to like edit more. And I was super simple with my editing. I think Mel actually got me onto Final Cut.
Oh, wow.
He started to learn like all these cool edits. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
And that's like what he actually like wanted to do. He was like, I want to be a video editor, like for like movies and all that. So he just really got into editing. And I was like, okay, like we can do this together. You know, because it was taking a load off of me because it's hard as
for sure.
The talent to do everything. Like I have to film and I have to edit and I have to do this. So
that's
it was great to be able to like delegate tasks and we could grow this business. I think people, especially people who are in the industry, they don't see that what we do, this is a business. this is La Platica LLC. Like, mm-hmm. this isn't mm-hmm. just, mm-hmm. you know, we're just doing it for fun. So like a business needs different roles.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of interesting that you say that because, you gotta be like, I don't know. I'm trying to process this because you almost paint it as it's just two guys hanging out recording, right? Because mm-hmm. that's like kind of like the fantasy, if you will. But you're right. This is a whole business, a whole production. I
know how much work just even came into like planning this episode and scheduling time. Yeah. Like it's a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of communication.
There's beauty in like making it feel effortless, but it's not. There's a lot of effort that goes into it. Yeah.
And obviously I relate, but even with like a girly pop beauty influencer like Nas, like there's so much planning, there's so much editing, there's more behind the scenes stuff that goes on than the actual video itself, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work, a lot.
And they don't see the brand's edits saying, hey.
Yeah, they don't see the back and forth. Like
the hair that's in your face. We need you to refilm.
Yeah, or can you add this or can you add that? We actually can't have, you know, them doing this. There's a lot.
You can't have this logo. You can't have that. Yeah. Like, there's a lot that's behind the scenes that people just don't know.
With Mel, so you said you had 80,000 followers at the mm-hmm. time, right? He didn't, right?
No,
right. And then when he kind of got introduced to the limelight, if you will, and he was kind of receiving that, those comments and people just responding the way that they do. How did he take that? Was he pretty good about it all?
I'm not going to lie. I mean, he was pretty hurt.
I don't
get hurt by comments. Cause again, I grew up with them. Like I can open my phone right now and read like 10 hate comments and be like, okay.
Well, you were 12.
No. Yeah. Like it's second nature. I'm like, I feel like it's kind of what comes with the territory. Yeah. I always say I'll deal with all these hate comments to live the life I live. Like that's a very small price to pay.
Tweet that.
For like what the opportunities I love that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he would get very hurt. And I honestly feel like becoming a father gave him a new sense of confidence.
Wow.
It really did. Because he knows what he brings to the table. We don't need to explain it. Our kids, just seeing how happy our kids are, like that should be enough to know.
Yeah.
Honestly, like the kids, like they'll be like, daddy, like they want daddy.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, some men are like, they're not used to that. Like other dads, like mm-hmm. they don't even hold their kids. Yeah. Like our kids, like Kayvon will come wake up Mel in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Like I peed my pants. Like, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah, Mel is a very hands-on dad. And
I love that.
It really did.
Yeah. It can definitely be hard. Like on the guy too.
I know. I understand. I mean, especially in this industry, I can't imagine people, because you guys are doing so much of the hard work. And not even that, like when you are a boss woman, like you need that support. Mm-hmm. You need that person who's like your right-hand man. And it's like, I really appreciate Mel for all he does for me to give me the space to be creative, because I don't have to worry about other things.
Wow.
That some women would have to worry about on top of it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Like, for example, I knew I had La Platica today and we were at Disney till like midnight. Like Mel let me sleep in. Mm-hmm. He literally got all three kids up and dressed. Wow. Took Kayvon to school. Also, I can get my sleep.
Wow.
So I can like be ready to go for today.
Wow.
You know? Selfless, so yeah, like Mel, like he does so much for this family that people don't see.
Yeah. I can see that. Like me following him, I can see like mm-hmm. I don't know him very well than like the when dynamic. We ever we meet and stuff, but I can see your guys' dynamic. I can kind of just by watching him and just, I feel like I always have like this like gift to me that I can see somebody, I know exactly who they are, mm-hmm. and he gives me nothing but positive vibes.
Thank you.
Yeah. But we actually going to do another question. We have this thing called like perspective of a woman, right?
Ooh, nice.
So let's actually, so basically we just kind of want your feedback and your
Jess is actually going to read out one of the questions that was submitted to us.
Yeah. And then we can
take it away, Jess.
So all these questions are submitted on forms and stuff. So it's a really good question.
Cool.
What personality traits or characteristics are necessary for your partner to have in a relationship? Like without this trait, you can't imagine the relationship working out.
Personality traits.
Thank you, Angie.
Communication. Communication is so important to me.
Key.
I'm not a mind reader. I don't have time to read your mind. I literally don't have the time. So if you want something changed, even this isn't even my romantic relationships. This is for my friendships as well. Maybe that's why my two closest friends are literally all my best friends are fire signs. Mm-hmm. Literally. Mm-hmm. This is just how it ended up. But yeah, for me, like it's just, I need communication. You need to have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I also, this is again for just people in my life in general, not just a romantic partner. I like people who do things on their own without someone having to ask them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying read my mind, because I just said I'm not going to read your mind, but I like people that go out of their way to just like know what you need. I'm acts of service. That's my love language.
I was going to say acts of service. Yeah.
So that's always been my acts of service. And I learned that too, that It's whatever you got a lot of growing up or what you didn't get any of growing up that becomes your love language.
Interesting.
And my parents were very acts of service. Like my dad, I'll tell him I love mangoes. He will come home with a restaurant depot size of mangoes for me the next day and get mad if I don't eat them all in the week.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Get mad if you don't
eat them. Yeah, literally. He's like, you just told me you love mangoes. Love I do love mangoes, but not the whole tree. Like...
Yeah, but just the fact that he did that just speaks volumes. Yeah,
so, like I expect that from my man.
Is that Mel's love language? Do you know his?
I feel like every man's is physical touch.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I like acts of service.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like words of affirmation. I would say that's mine.
I will say Mel's. Honestly, his is quality time.
Oh wow!
So even if he's like sitting playing his game, he loves when I'm just like
right there.
I'm just like in the couch, like scrolling on my phone. Like instead of doing it in my room, just
comfort of you being there.
I'm just there. Like there.
Wow.
Yeah.
He like loves just me being around.
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
the one you said right now?
Words of affirmation.
I love words of affirmation as well.
That there's, reassurance that you get from your partner.
Yeah. There. There's nothing that a man loves more as well as in just like a simple, hey, you're the shit.
Yeah. You know, men want to feel like the man.
Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to feel like the man. Even though whether they know it or not, like the fact that you do that just really puts it back of your head. And you know, like for example, if my wife tells me something like that, you know, 5 seconds after, I'm like, damn, I got a good ass girl, you know? Aww. It's true.
Also, reverse psychology. It's amazing. Like, you know, it's a little bit of reverse psychology. Like, the house might not be like, let's say you did something I didn't like. Oh my God, I love when you like put your shoes up and don't leave your socks on the floor. It's so hot when you do that.
Yeah, she's right. That works. That definitely does work.
Yeah.
Like it just gets me in the mood, you know? Yeah. You're like, oh, I'll never leave my socks
on. Yeah. Yeah, but definitely for a man, I think physical touch is, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like.
We both get touched out though.
Yeah.
Especially having three kids. On us. It's like.
Touched out.
Literally at the end of the night, we'll just look at each other like, you go over there, I go over
for
here.
For sure, for sure.
That's sometimes what we need.
Also what a turn on to women, I feel like even with my wife as well, is like when she knows that I'm respecting, because, you know, a guy can go and pass, you know, slap your butt or want to get physical. But when she knows that I respect her
time and place,
her time and place at the moment, and I just give her kind of her space, I don't have to be that guy at the moment, and just maybe do something differently, she really loves that.
Yeah. Oh, that's
cool. You know what I mean? Like almost the opposite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not because she doesn't want to, but when you allow and you respect their space, mm-hmm. certain times, because, you know, certain times it might be different. Sometimes they do need it. Mm-hmm. But when you give them that space and you make them feel like, okay, you let me know whatever you want. I'm here for you, blah, blah, but here's your space.
Yeah.
That is a huge turn on as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True. I agree. Love that.
We have another question.
My fiance is a musical artist and I have a fashion brand. We both enjoy our creative time alone and believe this is a very important piece in our relationship that allows us to have our independent freedom. Would y'all agree this to be true in your own relationships?
That's exactly what you're kind of talking about, Sebas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when she's, when Karen's like doing her thing, you know, you like respect that, you understand that, and you just kind of give her her moment. And mm-hmm. that is like, in a way, like showing her love, right? Mm-hmm. Giving her her time mm-hmm. to do her thing. I would agree with that.
I agree as well. I like men who know how to sit back and let their woman be the star. Mm-hmm. I don't like when men try to be the main character.
Mm.
Like, you're a man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I do love when men can sit there and applaud for their woman.
Absolutely.
Instead of trying to dim their shine, especially in this industry. I feel like men want, can I cuss on you?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I feel like men want a bad bitch.
Yeah.
And then when they get
can't handle it.
Yeah, they can't handle it. They're like, oh, you going out like that? You doing this? You're going to be in this music video? Yes. Because I was doing that before we got together. Yeah. And this is what you signed up for.
Yeah.
You know?
That's very true.
And it's like, you have to respect me. And you got to just respect me and trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the first 6 months of Mel and I's relationship. I lived in California. He lived here in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
And he would tell me all of his friends would be in his ear. Like, you don't think Nas in some section with some NBA player right now? You don't think Nas at this rapper's house? I'm like, I don't even want that. I don't.
He's like, I hope so, man. She's getting her back.
Trust me. Like that's what I'm saying. But like, those men are not husbands.
No.
They're not. They don't look at you and like respect you.
Well, that's just a reflection on their insecurity.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
But also like those friends telling that to him aren't very good friends if they're saying that.
At all.
We're just so new in our relationship. Yeah. They're probably like this girl with the Instagram.
And we all go through it. Yeah. Would you say now he's more of he's maybe not like a jealous type?
Or, I could not deal with a jealous type.
Yeah.
I could not. That was one thing I loved about Mel.
Yeah.
Is he gave me my freedom and I give him his freedom as well.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's even when I go on like a girl's trip, like he's not blowing up my phone all the time. Cause that literally
driving nuts. Yeah.
Like I can't yeah. Give me my freedom. I need like, I'm like a, you know, it's like, if you love something, set it free. If yeah. I feel like a caged bird, I'll go crazy. Like no.
I'm the same way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus once you have your freedom and like people aren't really texting you like that no more, it's like you almost more intrigued them like right. wanting to talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, especially when you work together, you guys work from home. Yeah. Can we miss each other a bit?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let me miss you. Let me hear about your day. If we're spending all day together, I already know what you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
know? That's true. Yeah.
I want to hear stories. Tell me about your friends' like problems.
Yeah.
But men, you come home, you're like, oh my God, tell me about this situation. They're like, wait, hold on, I forgot.
I'm like, really?
Oh.
I'm not like that.
Really? No, Mel. Literally, I like Mel's college roommate. I'm like, oh, what did he study in college? He's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, your roommate? I know like my friends, like what their parents do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Guys are different.
Guys are so different.
We have another question.
Yeah.
Kind of similar vibes to what you guys were already talking about. I have my own place, a great job. I'm smart AF. I take good care of myself. I get along with pretty much everyone. I know I'm the package.
Chief!
But damn, why are men intimidated by that? That's I don't want to dumb myself down for a guy. I want to come home and go on a date and just be me and let my man be my man. Why are they threatened? What the fuck?
I feel like this is a great question for you.
I think she was talking about you.
Yeah. Did you write this question?
Yeah.
No, honestly, I have so much to say about this topic.
Come on, girl. Let them know.
This is a good topic for my sister to talk about because that's her problem.
Mm.
She feels, again, she has this beautiful apartment. She pays for her life. She takes care of herself. And she's like, I attract a lot of beta men. Like I do. So it's really hard because as a woman, you want it all. But at the end of the day, life flows through yin and yang. That's really hard because, again, us women, when you are providing for yourself and taking care of yourself, you are kind of in a very masculine role. You are.
Mm-hmm.
So men are going to be intimidated by that.
Yeah.
They want to feel like, again, when they're around you, they want to feel like the man.
Well, the main thing is like,
just, to you have to find a man. My sister said it really well. She's like, let's say you're a woman who makes 1 million. You need to find a man that makes 10 million. So to him, it's like, oh, it's cute what you do.
Yeah.
You're a little million. Like, that's cute.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I was going to say, do you agree with that?
You kind of do.
If that's what you want, that's what you want. It's like, you have to just kind of accept the dynamic. Again, every dynamic is different. There's not one proper dynamic. And I think Mel and I are a good example of, I'm kind of like, I kind of run things and then he does what he can to like help me out. And it's like, it works for us. It might not work for everybody. Mm. He didn't get intimidated by it, which is why I fell in love with him.
Married him.
Yeah, that's why I married him, because he didn't get intimidated. A lot of guys would look at that and be like, ooh, you getting that now? Like, I hear some of my friends who are also in this beauty space who are making their money, like men literally get offended by them.
That's kind of wild.
It's like, your car is nicer than mine.
Yeah.
As if, wait, like, it's a competition.
Can you repeat what you just said right now? What did you say?
They get like, it's competitive.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be in a relationship with the person who's in competition with you.
No.
Damn. Like, oh, you made 10 grand this month. I mean, I got to make more than you. Like, you don't want that as a woman. You mm-hmm. want it to be like, you do your own thing. I do my own thing and like respect what I do.
Yeah.
But I mean,
your ego can't be that fragile as a man. And it tends to be,
bro, like that. Like, obviously I'm married, right? But I hear this question like a lot.
All the time.
And
it's because
in my head, I'm like, what?
Well, it's because of what we're seeing on TikTok. Like the sprinkle, like,
what's that?
How are y'all girly pops and don't know about sprinkle?
No, we're boily, boily
pops. Yeah, we're boily pops, girl.
Okay.
Yeah, fill us in. I actually have never heard this.
Sprinkle.
This woman is really popular right now, Shara 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like her thing. Like, men, it don't matter what you're doing as a woman, like a man needs to provide for you. Like, you should never even like look at your wallet, this, that, and a third. I mean, I agree with her to some extent, but I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, this is what she says.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, hold on. Let me think about what I want to say.
Yeah, don't trip.
Just to like my two cents.
You say your two cents.
Yeah, I just feel like we were talking about earlier, like life is so precious and fragile and we're only here for like a specific amount of time, mm-hmm. right? And for you to lower yourself to appease the opposite sex or somebody else that you're trying to
date
is crazy. This is, you got one life. You got to live it to your full potential. And if that means you are going to be like, you're going to take the lead when like certain relationships that you have and your person can't deal with that, then they're not the person for you. You got to go. Like, you're, you know what I mean?
Black cat, golden retriever relationship.
Yeah.
That's like pretty much what she needs. Because you know she's a boss, she's taking care of herself. Black cat. She needs her golden retriever. You know, like I don't know how to describe this dynamic.
I don't know, but it's not.
You know what? Speaking of how you said like you shouldn't change yourself as a woman, I get a lot of these dating advice on my For You page, and I absolutely hate it.
Yeah,
it's saying that as a woman, like things you should do at a date to attract a certain type of man. It's like they're telling you down to like how you should have your hair and have your nails and how you should speak.
That's
and like
crazy.
Literally one of them is like, don't finish all your food. You should leave at least 20. Yes, you should leave at least 20% of your meal on the plate because it's not ladylike to finish your plate.
What?
And I just hate that young girls are seeing that.
Yeah, I'm that's stupid. You shouldn't
have to buy into it. Yeah.
Yeah, and they feel like that's what they have to do. I'm like, there's a man, there's a partner for everybody in this world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just 100%. Wait for that partner to come. Don't 100%. Change yourself as a woman.
Ever.
And dim your light, because once you dim your light for those few dates, a man's going to expect that.
Yeah.
So it's just, think about longevity here.
Yeah, no.
And yeah, I mean, it's just.
Bro, if I was a single guy looking to wife somebody up, I'm looking for these characteristics, these traits.
100%.
I low-key want you to be better than me, even if it's not financially. I want you to be better than me mentally. Wanting to achieve bigger goals than me.
I think women in general, no matter what your relationship dynamic is, I think women always make a man's life better.
Yeah, I agree.
Always.
100%.
So maybe she could be like the motivation to this man. Like, I want to take care of her. That's my motivation.
Yeah. Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just think that there's somebody for everybody. And we don't have to follow this formula that TikTok has created for us. Like, don't finish your plate. Like, bitch, I will finish my plate. If I'm hungry, I don't want to think that subconsciously. Like, oh, he's going to think I'm being masculine eating my food. Like,
no, that's crazy. That's insane.
I think we're dragging it.
That's insanity.
It's a little too far.
Yeah. No, I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Or like even one of the other rules was like, you should never wear pants on a relationship. As a woman, you should be in a skirt or a dress.
Pants?
You can't wear pants.
Like, damn.
What if the girls are eating it up in the comments? Yeah, dead pants. Like, dead
can't
pants.
Wear dead pants.
But yeah, but the girls are loving. I was expecting to open up the comments section and see this girl getting shredded. But no.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think girls are like, they are backing it up? Like, why do you think they kind of agree to it? Or they see value in that.
Do you feel like now in society, like a lot of girls just want to be like fucking babied and like just fucking.
I don't think that means to be babied. But I think a woman, it's very hard to be in like work mode and to be super feminine. And I think my job, again, like I love my job. My job gives me a lot of flexibility. But if let's say if I was working like a 9-to-5 or I was working 12-hour shifts back to back, I can't expect a man to also be like, well, I need your nails to always be done and you to be my pretty little feminine lady who's just sitting here to like hear about the woes of my life. And I can sit here and be like, oh, I'm so sorry, babe. Your day was so hard when I've had a hard day. Like I'm the one that needs to kick my feet up and be taken care of.
Yeah.
So I get what these women are saying. Like if that's the type of woman you want, who's inner feminine, who's soft, then you need to provide a soft life. And also, especially there after becoming
that's
a mother.
Right that's
and that's
right
the
there.
Thing too, especially after becoming a mother. Like I don't think 50-50 will ever exist. 50-50 doesn't exist. Because women, we will always do more.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones who carry the children.
Yeah.
So just right off the bat, we are doing way more than y'all could ever do.
Yeah.
No offense.
No,
And then on top of that, I
agree.
And then on top of that, our bodies need to produce milk for these babies. We have to breastfeed on top of that and go through postpartum and heal after being ripped in half and risking our lives.
Like, literally.
You know, my friend who was in medical school was telling me, she's like, I never realized how many women die from childbirth until I'm in medical school. She's like, they don't tell you these things.
That's crazy.
They don't tell you. But she's like, so many of our cadavers, like the dead bodies that they have to like study on, she's like, they'll be pregnant women.
Wow.
So it's like, we're literally risking our lives. Like the least a man can do is try to make it a little easier for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts.
It doesn't have to be money-wise.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't, at any way. Whatever. It's just, what do you need? Like for me, like I have my business. I have my job. I'm happy. You know, I'm not sitting here like working a job I hate and I'm like, oh, I need a man to come pay my bills, because I'll do that fine myself because I enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important part.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of women too who get with like a provider man, and like the man will like start the business for her that she's always wanted to do, which I think is a really beautiful thing.
I agree.
Which is fine.
No, that's beautiful. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of people ask me all the time, like, if you had kids, like, do you want a boy or a girl? And I said, first of all, I want my wife to be okay after the birth.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I say, because it's true. So many, whether it be, some people have an easy labor and then other people have complications and other people they don't make it.
I'm like tearing up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's
my
true.
My C-section was really hard.
Yeah, wow. I bet.
It was really hard.
I bet. That's the first thing I say is I just want my wife to be okay. Or girlfriend or whatever back at home, you know? I can't even imagine.
It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Yeah. And it just like breaks my heart. I think of some women, like they go through that and then they have to go home to a man who like doesn't give a crap about her. And it's like, so when are you going to start cleaning and cooking again? And when are you going to have sex with me again? Like I see so much of that. Women are like, my husband like is like abusive towards me because I haven't had sex with him. I'm like, you're 6 weeks postpartum. Like, no. It's just like the way women are just treated. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
Again, it's not my situation, but it like breaks my heart for women. Like they have no support, no help, especially in America.
Let me know if you want another one.
You know, oh, thank you. But it's just so just, that's the thing too. Like my parents were very hands-on with my kids and I would get like a lot of hate for that. Like you need your parents to raise your kids. Like, no, honey, I have my village. And, you know, I think also in Lion culture, like when women have kids, like either the family comes or even you like hire somebody. Like mm-hmm, I had my best friend from Colombia, her sister like flew out a woman from Colombia who like stayed with her to help take care of her in the house. And that's so normal in other countries. But in America, they wear struggle like a badge of honor.
I know.
Like you need to struggle.
Yeah.
And I hate that for women that they think that they need that. Mm. That's not normal. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of women need like a wake up call. Like that's not, their partners need it, not them.
Yeah.
Their partners need it. Like, you need to step up, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, even they're like, well, I pay the bills. That's not enough. That's not enough. If you can pay the bills, then pay a nanny.
Yeah.
Pay a night nurse. Like, and then they'll also, on top of that, they won't help their wife or they won't even pay for their wife to have help. And then they'll sit there with their guy friends like, bro, she's gained hella weight. Like, I can't eat, her body not even attractive to me anymore. When does she have time to go to the gym? When does she have time to do her hair?
Yeah.
When? Between taking care of the kids and taking care of you, when does she have the time? And then they're to their friends like, her body in it, bro. Da, da, da. Like talking to other women, like.
Damn.
I could go on and on about this topic.
It's a really good topic.
It is a good topic.
It's very interesting.
It makes me very passionate.
Yeah, and it's a topic a lot of people need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's true. I mean, people don't realize what women go through, you know, before, present and after. Insane.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing what you guys do. It really is. Yeah. It's honestly, I always tell people like the most magical thing a human can do is create another human, and the really fact is. That you guys do that is fucking. You guys are magical.
Mel always says we're the real aliens. He's like, we always say that. Aliens, I say that too. He's like, women literally grow, and he's like, you literally grew something with teeth, like in your stomach. Like when you say it like that.
Yeah, it really is. It's a beautiful thing.
I do. I mean, for me, I do say they say like your brain fully develops when you're 25. Yeah. And I do. Kind of use that as being like, oh, I really changed this year, but I don't even think it was me turning 25. Like that's definitely part of it, but I think it was going through my twin birth. Mm-hmm. Like I was telling my friend that we both got super emotional because she also had a C-section. I was like, I almost feel like I died like on that table and I came back to life.
Wow.
Like it was the first time in my life. I'm super like strong-headed, a confident person. I'm never fearful of anything. And I swear that's like when I was getting rolled into my C-section, like I was scared for my life and my kid's life. Like I'd never felt so not vulnerable. Yeah. I felt so like vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing, like my life is literally in the doctor and God's hands and there's nothing I can do about it.
Wow.
And it was just so scary. Again, being type A, I like to have everything in control.
Yeah.
And you couldn't.
Literally. It was so scary, but my kids are here. They're happy.
Yeah.
And
I've actually heard you like when I was diving into your videos, like you really talk about, and I really do appreciate and commend you for being so open about like your C-section, like the struggles that you went through with that and how scary it was for you. But I've noticed like this deep appreciation for life. Like that was very life changing for you on such a deep spiritual, emotional, every aspect of your existence. Yeah.
Just being a mother in general, it made me a lot softer of a person. Mm. I used to love the goriest, like weirdest, scariest movies. Like I was like, let's go on the dark web and find the scariest movie we can find. And now I'm like, when I got pregnant with the twins, I don't even listen to true crime anymore. I can't.
Yeah, I was about to say, I heard something.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Wow. I was hearing you say that you used to be all into true crime. And then once you had your kids, you're like, I don't need this.
Yeah, it makes me scared.
That's so interesting.
I don't like it. And even when movies involve children getting hurt.
Oh yeah, no.
Oh my God, like I can't.
Like you don't need that.
I don't like those thoughts in my head.
Yeah. They do something to you for sure. Like even like for myself, I don't have kids or anything like that, but if I watch like a scary movie at night, it like messes with me. Like, yeah. It messes with my soul. It like disrupts me a little bit. I
mean, you are what you
consume. 100%.
So yeah, I've really stopped. I mean, I still watch like horror, but when it's fiction, it's like a little different.
Yeah.
And also just being a mother has made me just more gentle with people in general.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm like, that's somebody's kid. That's somebody's baby. Like they were just like a little toddler.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, a little baby. And it's like, they were shaped by their environment, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you guys seen that thing on like TikTok where like, there'll be like, people will be like, whenever you're being mean to yourself, like look at a picture of yourself as a little kid. Like that's who you're being mean to.
Right. Like I would cool never have said that to your little self.
Yeah. What would you say to yourself now?
I'm definitely a lot more like gentle with people. I used to be like, oh, like she's done or whatever. Yeah. But I'm like, let me hear you out.
Yeah.
I'll literally be telling that to my sister. Like this happened when she was little. So I think that's why she acted. Like literally.
It's her trauma speaking.
Literally, it's her trauma.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Well, Nas, I can't thank you so much for being on the bus. I really appreciate that.
I
really
did appreciate that. Sure.
Even being like vulnerable, just how you were now. Yeah. That was amazing.
I know I'm a little crybaby sometimes.
No, it's okay.
When it comes to my kids, I'm a crybaby.
No, I get it. Absolutely.
Like you said, you're 25 years old, and that blows my mind just the way how mature and confident you are by yourself.
It's wild.
I can't even imagine a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now.
We got to do a 3-year recapper.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
And I can't even imagine how beautiful and respectful your kids are going to be just because of the mother that you are.
Thank you.
And so because of the father that Mel is as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on La Platica. Josh and myself really respect you. Like I said, I know we've been talking about you being on, and it's finally happening. So we're super blessed to have you.
I'm so happy.
To more success to you, to your new business ventures,
to you
doing your thing. And just simply thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I had such an amazing time.
Thank you.
I can't wait to watch this back on my 5-mile walk. So keep it nice and long for me.
Thank you. For everybody back at home, thank you so much for watching. Subscribe to the channel. We'll link everywhere you can find Nas at. And thank you so much. That was episode 135.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's D. Josh Leyva.
Come on, man.
I Sebas on social media.
Yes, sir.
Nos vemos pronto. And like I said, thank you, Nas. We really appreciate you. Yeah, you're a beautiful soul.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You too as well. This was great.
Nice. Josh, anything else you
have
to say?
No, that was lovely, man. Loved it. It's going to be a great episode.
It was. It was really cool. It was very La Platica authenticity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nos vemos en la próxima plática. Goodbye.
See you guys.
Estás
love you.
Escuchando La Platica.
What an episode, man. What an episode.
Thank you, Nas.